morning, everyone. Welcome.
Morning.
We are so glad you are here this morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Del.
I heard Del. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yes.
Morning, Las Cruces.
Yes.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning from Las Cruces.
Good morning. We're so glad you are here with us. Now's the time for the next few minutes while people are gathering. You are welcome to open your mic and say hello to other folks that you see.
Hello, Durango.
Welcome.
Hello, Allison. Hi, Lisa. I saw Aline.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Hello, Judith. Hello, Margaret.
Hi. Hi, Judith.
Hi, good morning. Hi, Judith. Hi, Judith. Oh, it's good to see you.
Susan and John.
Hey, you see a dog.
Oh, you got, I love, you got a nice haircut.
Say the names, I can't read them.
I can't either.
Good morning. Good morning, Dale and Dean.
Morning.
Morning. Hi,
good morning.
Morning, Colorado friends.
Good morning, New Mexico.
Good morning, Las Cruces friends.
Oh, hey, Las Cruces.
Hi, Mary Jackson. Jim and Don, say hi.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good
morning. Good morning. Jim and Don.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Jack and Sue.
Look at all these new faces.
Hey, Anthony.
Hi.
I'm not saying anything, Mr. Jack. Hey, Sam.
Oh,
Lynn.
Morning, James.
Well, Suzanne, isn't it?
Hey. I didn't get in on
video. Hello, Eileen.
And Beatrice.
Hello.
Here we go.
Hi, Dave
and
Rice.
Hi, Dave.
Good morning, San Carlos.
Good morning, you Las Cruces.
Hello.
Good morning, Colorado.
Got Mexico here too.
I saw Dave and Eileen. Good morning.
Yeah.
Hello. Amy Pearson.
Who else do you see there?
Hi, Sharon, Steve.
Frank.
I hear Frank.
Hi, Lynn and Bob.
Good morning.
Hello, John Seeley.
Hi, Barbara. Are you in Mexico?
Morning, Shannon.
Morning, Shirley.
93 already.
Hello, Carl.
Oh, that's great.
Hello, Shirley.
Good morning, Judy and Raleigh.
Hey, Bob and Joan.
Hello, Trish.
Morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
Hi, Frank.
Derek.
Good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Hello, Judith.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dick and Susan. How are you doing? Hello, Robert Pipkins.
Lawrence is focusing.
Hello.
Hi, Dick.
I see you smiling.
Hi, Katya.
Hi, Elaine.
Hello, Elaine.
From our screen.
Hi, Greg.
There he is.
Kathleen Adams. Robert. Hi.
Good morning, Carol.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, Val.
Hello, Mark. Drinking coffee.
Hi, June Rastall. Hi, Perry.
Hi, Mary Vanderup.
Hi, Elizabeth. Oh, Lisa, we need to get together.
John and Susan, did you get my note?
Hello, Carla. Carla Campbell.
Hello.
Hi,
Carla.
Morning, Carla.
Morning,
Hello, Jean.
Morning, Mariana.
Hello, James.
Hi, Susan.
Hey.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Mary Jackson.
Good morning.
Hi,
good morning.
Hi, all you Marys.
Wow, there are a lot of people here.
There are. Right. Hi, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Good to see you.
Hi.
Hi. Sykes family.
Hello, Maggie.
Hi, James.
Hello.
Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Dick.
Hi, Judy.
Hello, Lee.
Hi,
James. Hello, Doug Emmett.
Hi there. Morning,
Hello, Doug.
Have to press the mute button now. Here we go. Hang on, hang on. I'm gonna just have. Oh boy, this is so much fun, and it's like a crowded sanctuary, isn't it? I love it. All right. This month's worship theme is commitment. This morning, the words calling us into worship come from the Reverend Gretchen Haley, lead minister at Foothills UU in Fort Collins, Colorado. It starts here.
In this moment.
In this breath.
You feel rising.
In your chest.
This beat building between us.
The healing, the hunger, the hope.
The courage, the calling, the commitment.
The drawing out.
Of a new day.
It begins now.
In the imagination.
In this story we weave.
Together.
This song we sing.
This prayer.
We bring into being.
From our hearts.
To our lips.
From our hands.
To our life.
To our shared life.
It starts here.
With praise and thanksgiving.
Forgiveness and this humble.
Centering.
Confession.
That we could be wrong.
This promise.
That we make.
To keep learning.
To keep trying.
To keep our sense.
Of humor.
To keep close.
This knowing
that we are all
in this
together.
Come, let us begin.
Come, let us worship together. We acknowledge that the land we gather on as a congregation where we live, work, and play was not freely given to us. We gather on the ancestral land of the Nuchu or Ute, Apache, Pueblos, Hopi, Zuni, and Diné nations. And because we are also welcoming with us the UU Church of Las Cruces, you may know of other indigenous folks that also are from the land where you gather that you are welcome to type into the chat. We recognize the indigenous peoples as original stewards of this land. As these words are spoken and heard, the ties nations have to their ancestral homelands are renewed and reaffirmed. We acknowledge that our use of and benefit from this land came at a dire cost to Native nations and peoples whose land we now inhabit. I am Katie Kandarian Morris, the minister of the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Durango. How wonderful it is to be creating community with you today, people uniquely situated to offer an open place to worship, grow in faith, and to enliven justice in our community. We continue to gather virtually, keeping each other safe. It is a balm being together, responding to the world's brokenness with our liberal religious values of love and justice. Unitarian Universalists gather in the spirit of covenant, meaning we need not think alike to love alike. We have radical roots and a history as self-motivated spiritual people, thinking for ourselves and recognizing that life experience influences our beliefs more than anything. We are so happy to welcome the folks from the UU Church of Las Cruces. We are so glad you are here. Reverend Coachella is a colleague that I consider a friend, so I was pleased that he entrusted you to us. If you are new here or to Unitarian Universalism, we welcome you. Our communications coordinator, Shannon Beaver, would love to greet you personally. Type into the chat if you'd like to be added to our e-newsletter list. Please join us after the service for our informal small group virtual fellowship time, which might be a little bit briefer today, but we really want to welcome all the folks that have come. We've got two congregations coming together. So I look forward to seeing you there in small groups. At the folks who are local to La Plata County and environs, you are invited to gather at the parking lot at our fellowship between 1 and 3 p.m. today for the Celebration Sunday Dazzle Drive-Thru. I will be there for the first hour with a number of signed copies of my new book, This Day in Recovery, and I'd love to share one with you. This is the culminating Sunday of our stewardship campaign. Hopefully you've seen this brochure, and you will hear a brief testimonial from Kathleen Adams, stewardship leader. Kathleen has assembled a strong crew to help us on the way to fulfilling our mission through inspiring your own annual giving. I still have two more hymnals available for your home use. So send me an email if you'd like to come by and pick one up. Please don't assume that they're all gone because I've had basically the same number for a week now. I did have three, now I have two, but one of them may be for you. Leading our service with me today is our worship team, a mixture of staff and lay leaders. Tom Miller is our volunteer worship associate. Sarah Sauter, our interim director of faith formation, will be our storyteller and lesson leader today with the children. Shannon Beaver and Cheryl Guy, our greeters, and also Sarah Reyes from UU Church of Las Cruces will also help welcome folks in. James Mirabal leads our tech support. Dennis McClure is our tech assistant, and Lawrence Nass offers our music today with the Bows and Snyders leading our closing hymn. We define worship as shaping things of worth. By so doing, we create community, providing opportunities for transformation.
this morning, as Kathleen lights our chalice, I'll speak and lead our affirmation. I invite you to recite the affirmation with me wherever you are. And there are many different geographies represented this morning. And if you want to light your own chalices, if you wish, and have one available. Please stay muted, however, to allow everyone to fully experience the peace, meaning, and spirit of this sacred covenant that calls us to be present and connected with each other. The words are in the chat box if you need them. Love is the doctrine of this church. The quest for truth is its sacrament, and service is its prayer. To dwell together in peace, to seek knowledge in freedom, to serve human need. For these high purposes do we unite in worship.
Good morning. Again, Kathleen Adams from the stewardship team. So here we are at Celebration Sunday, but what are we celebrating? Our team has hoped that you have felt the anticipation of walking through those church doors again, but we aren't celebrating that yet. However, this is a great celebration at the finale of our annual pledge campaign, which is our communal work to be sure that the cash in our cookie jars, under our mattresses, and maybe in our bank accounts will be shared. We need a sense of security that our beloved community will still exist. Selfishly, I am dependent on all of you to provide that financial security for me. At the same time, I'm compelled to do my part to help provide that to all of you. This year, asking you all to keep the chalice burning brightly while it's only on a computer screen has been challenging. I must give kudos to Cute Katie and the marvelous worship arts team for providing consistent and excellent services for us, if only on our screens. The year ahead will be financially challenging more than usual. There's an anticipated decrease in about $30,000 of income that we're used to having. No frolic, and no more income from the ministerial commitment fund, which has now been spent. The finance committee and the stewardship team are asking you all to consider a 5 to 7% increase if you haven't done so already. There's already a trend in that direction of increasing from pledges from the board and a few other early pledgers. Whether you've already filled out your pledge card or are planning to do that today, please stop. Take a last look at your bottom line and ask yourselves, if you haven't already, is there an increase possible? Please know that I fully recognize the wide span of financial commitment and circumstances amongst us. I hope to see you driving through today with a razzle dazzle and a flare, dropping your pledge cards into the buckets and enjoying some fun razzle dazzle entertainment. And if not today, if you're not able to, please put them in the mail as soon as possible. We all depend on our church community to keep our sleeves rolled up and our hearts beating together with the same rhythm of generosity and gratitude. Thank you.
I invite you to now set your screen to gallery view up in the right-hand corner where you can see where it says view, click on that. You'll either be on speaker or gallery. Go ahead and change it to gallery view so you can see everyone present, or at least you can scroll through the pages. And let's today especially welcome our guests, offering an attitude of reverence and hospitality. May we offer a greeting of peace and welcome, something like peace be with you, to those making up our congregation today. You're welcome to go ahead and unmute yourself and offer a greeting.
Peace be with you, everyone.
Peace be with you, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
All right, and I'm gonna go ahead and mute. All right, we could probably continue to do that for another 15 minutes. It's so good to be together. We share our joys and sorrows in a ritual of candle lighting in community. This is a good time now to switch your screen back to speaker view so you can see who's sharing. If you are so moved, I invite you to offer a joy or sorrow of a personal nature, especially since we have almost, near double the amount of people we normally do. So make sure that your sharing will be of a personal nature. And I will go ahead and light a candle for you. Type your name in the chat so we can identify you. Again, please keep your sharing brief today. And I will begin by lighting a candle of sorrow today to symbolize and remember the more than 540,000 souls who have died as a result of COVID only in the United States. I will also light a candle of sorrow to remember the 8 violent deaths in Atlanta in a racialized misogyny that included 6 Asian women. May we see hate crimes for what they are and change the culture to prevent them. We light this candle. Now, Las Cruces has shared, they do it a little bit differently. It's good for us to see that here in Durango. And they submit their joys and sorrows in writing ahead of time. So I will light candles for all of these that have been shared in advance right now. First one I have from Tammy S., who's feeling both joy and a bit of anxiety about returning to school full of students. It's going to begin on April 6th. And Tammy shares that she feels this for herself, Catherine, and all the Las Cruces Public Schools staff, administrators, and teachers. I light this candle. We have one from Charlie Schultz. Scott McLaughlin was appointed to be executive director of New Mexico Spaceport. We light this candle. And Sarah Thomas is home from the hospital after surgery for knee replacement. She's under the care of her wife, Nurse Rabbit, and making steady gains. Sarah hopes to ditch the walker soon and move on to a cane. She appreciates all your well wishes and cards. We light this candle. Kelly Ingram's son, Owen, will be 10 years old today, so that is a joy. He's had to have many surgeries, so a miracle baby. We light this candle. A joy, Savannah Show, Bob Pitkins' granddaughter, recently competed in a swim meet and with a field of over 150 swimmers. She won a lot of ribbons, first places, second places, a number of others as well. And Jack Welsh and Jennifer Trantham, update on Gail Trantham. She was just discharged from the hospital on Monday and will remain in Albuquerque until the doctors feel she can return to Las Cruces. She draws strength from your texts and emails. Thank you for your continued support. We light this candle. All right, there may be more with names posted in the chat, and Tom, our worship associate, is going to call on them now.
Got a good list here. We'll start with Catherine. You need to unmute yourself and tell us your joy. Catherine Bob.
My joy is very great. Can you hear me now? Yeah. Yes. My joy is very great because I received a tremendous amount of support from lots and lots of people when I took a stand against transphobic comments that were made on a Facebook group that I helm.
We light this candle.
And Jan T is next.
Thank you. I have a great joy that Ada, who is from Honduras and had a baby in February, has finally been reunited with her five-year-old son. Well, they haven't actually been reunited, but we have a promise that it will happen by Tuesday. And he's been in detention for over a month, five years old.
We light this candle.
Suzanne A.
I have two joys and appreciation. The first is for the covenant groups that we have at UU. And it's meant a lot to me to have this depth of connection and sharing and deep thinking. And also for the White Fragility Group and for those who spend so much time making it happen. It's made me strong enough in my resolve that I'm actually going to reach out to both my sister and my grandson, who is biracial, to talk about issues of Black Lives Matter and race.
We light this candle.
Next will be the Sykes family.
We're celebrating Piper's 11th birthday. And we're going back on to school on the 29th.
We light this candle.
Marilyn L.
Yes. As of yesterday, those of us who live here at the Animas View Mobile Home Park have become resident owners. We had the vote yesterday. We have voted to purchase our wonderful mobile home park and keep it safe and be in control. And everybody's very happy about it. It's been a lot of work, but we've done it. We're really happy about it.
We light this candle.
Benji and Ellie. Can you guys unmute?
Benji, Ellie?
There we are.
Well, this is Mom, but I'll do it for them. Benji wanted to share a joy that his grandma is here, and we also wanted to share a joy for Ellie's 9th birthday on Tuesday. Thank you.
We light this candle.
Mariana is next.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to light a candle of gratitude for Sarah Souter for all the work that she's done over this year of being remote to keep the kids connected, especially for the upcoming play on Saturday. So, thank you.
We light this candle.
Does Ellie want to jump in here again?
I have a joy that today we're celebrating my birthday, my 9th birthday, and I have a sorrow that my mom will be having back surgery on my actual birthday.
Yeah, and I have a sorrow that my mom's having back surgery also.
We light this candle.
Judy H.
All of my children have now received their vaccines. And I'm so excited because now we can all get together, and I'm grateful that almost all of my friends have as well. So yay Durango.
And we light this candle.
Next will be Marsha.
Maybe we need to come back to Marsha. Marsha?
Okay. Sarah, jump back in here again.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to ask for a candle for healing and safety. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Cheryl is next. Oh, said PJ Newton has a hand raised. I'm not watching. Thank you, Cheryl. PJ? Can you unmute yourself?
Maybe PJ could type it in to the chat.
Okay, that'd be fine. And then Christine, can you unmute yourself? Christine M?
Yes. Okay. I have a friend, 62 years old. She's been battling cancer for 3 years and in experimental programs. And she now has gone into hospice and is doing the transition, and I'm going to miss her.
We light this candle.
It looks like Marcia is not in a communicating mode at this point.
Okay, I was going to say maybe Marcia could type hers in.
Type it in, right. Okay, I think that looks like it's all at this point. Thank you all.
So, as you can see right here, how many candles we have lit this morning. And we also recognize that there will be candles that we hold in our hearts, thoughts, joys, sorrows that may be too vulnerable to share aloud. And so let this candle symbolize those joys, those sorrows. And we'll keep all of these good thoughts with us as we go about our day. You can see right here, Augusta Jane Chapin. Not only is March a time to focus on commitment, it is also Women's History Month. Augusta Jane Chapin, who was born July 16, 1836, and died June 30, 1905, was a Universalist minister and educator. She was one of the earliest women to be ordained in ministry. She was the first woman to sit on the council of the General Convention of Universalists. She was also a groundbreaker for women seeking higher education and advanced degrees. Let us listen to her words, following which I'll invite you to join me in deepening into prayer. Reverend Chapin says, "We have all of us, whether rich or poor, whether high or low, of whatever nationality and religious conviction, the same supreme necessities and the same great problem and infinity of love. This old world has rolled on through countless stages and phases of physical progress until it is the home of humanity, and it has, through a process of evolution or growth, reached an era of intellectual and spiritual development where there is, quote, malice toward none and charity toward all, end quote. And then, without prejudice, without fear, and in perfect fidelity, we may clasp hands across the chasm of our differences and speed and cheer each other on in the ways of all that is good and true." Now, let us join together. Spirit of life, God of many names and none at all, let us find gratitude in this moment of contemplation to remember those innovators who came before us, who continue to remind us today of the rewards and gifts of commitment, of strengthening our faith. May we discover the courage, the community of wholeheartedness to hold us in the struggles we face, the promises we continue to make, noticing the ripple in still water, clasping hands, and finding the fountain not made by us alone. May we sit in the silence without words. Blessed be. Amen. Amen. Ashe.
Must follow. I would take you home.
Thanks, Lawrence. I can hear glee in the background. Well, hi, kids, and hi, everyone. Welcome to our UU friends from Las Cruces. I'm here in Taos, New Mexico, and a few of our UUFD kids are in Aztec, so there are lots of New Mexican UUs here today. Kids, I want to invite you to go ahead and unmute yourself so you can respond to some of my questions. Now, all of you know that when you love someone, you take care and protect them. And when you love something, you take care of and protect it. Taking care of something you value is called stewardship. We can be good stewards of our families, our friends, our schools, the earth we live on, and our congregation. So I'd like you to think, kids, go ahead and unmute yourself. Can you say what some of the ways are that you care for and are good stewards in your family, including your pets? What do you do to help out? Go ahead, just speak it out.
Wash the dishes.
Wash the dishes. That's very important. I miss my kids for that.
Empty the dishwasher.
Yep. What else?
Feed my pets.
Yep, feed your pets. Very good. Very good. So helping out is part of what we do for stewardship. So what about, do you think of yourself as a good steward of your friends? What do you do to help out your friends?
Help them with their depression.
Sorry?
Help them with, when they're sad.
When they're sad, help to cheer them up. Yes, that sounds good. What else?
They fall down, help them up.
Yep, help them up whenever they're down. Help them with their homework, help with whatever you can.
If they're left out, then play with them?
Yes, you include them. Absolutely, you guys are so smart. These are all great examples, and you could say you give the gifts of your time, talent, and treasure to your family members and your friends. I think most of you understand what giving time is, but what about giving treasure and talent? How do we give our treasure?
I treasure my bike, and so I bike with my friends a lot.
Well, I'm thinking that's good, but how else do we give treasure? That's usually money, right?
So, treasure.
Yeah, right.
So you can treasure your love, your compassion.
True.
It's not always money, though. Sometimes you give them chocolate, or you.
Yes, that's true. You give money, you give chocolate. So these are our treasures. So now we have talked about time, and we've talked about treasure, and what about talent? What do some of the members of our church fellowship, like your parents, do for our church to give their talent, to help out?
Donate money.
Donate money, give their treasure.
My dad helps fix some stuff.
Help fix stuff up.
It's music, and he sometimes plays it for the church.
Yep, music, singing in the choir, helping in the garden, being a greeter or worship leader on a Sunday morning. Hey, and I also know one way that you kids are giving your talent next Saturday. What's that?
Play.
Yes, you're giving your talent by being part. Yes, by being part of our Black Lives Matter play, which will be next Sunday at 6:30 on Zoom. And congregants, you can get your ticket by clicking on that magically appearing button down in the chat box. So kids, join us over at the Faith Formation Zoom link that you see at the bottom of our chat box. And Las Cruces kids, you are going to be our first audience this week. See you in a minute.
I'm waiting for just one more thing, which is another little video. Yes.
Thank you.
I've seen them all. Oh, but my dear, we're still here. I don't know if that was something you're familiar with, but that was just an old Stephen Sondheim musical theater reference, because today we're celebrating a year on Zoom. Last year, 1 week earlier, we filmed a service we had already planned to be in the sanctuary, and then we emailed it for you to watch. This week is the anniversary of our switch to this live platform. And my dear, we're still here. Some masks you saw, some shields, some Zoom rooms. I didn't see any hospital photos, although we might imagine them, but mainly lots of enjoyment of nature's sanctuary. Still here. Resiliently carrying on with love and dedication for more than a year now. I've been Unitarian Universalist since I was about 5 years old, and I informed my parents that I wanted to go to church, and they chose well. Now, when more and more around me is unclear, I am so proud and grateful to call this my faith home. Last week, my dear friend of 35 years, Patty, died of a cancer that came quickly. Patty was a lifelong UU, her parents finding this faith tradition because of their mixed faith marriage. Her dad grew up Catholic. Mom was a Roma Jewish survivor of the concentration camps. It was Patty who encouraged me to go to seminary, and it was her husband, Stefan, whose ministerial recommendation of this congregation brought me here. I am going to miss Patty fiercely. My life is so entwined with this faith that, like Kathleen said earlier, I selfishly need it to remain strong and vibrant. Looking at the photos, I believe your life is entwined too. There's a poem by Judy Brown called The Trough. It serves as instruction as to how we get through the wave. The trough is the low part of the wave, in between the crests. It's the place where we can get lost, not being able to see the horizon, where we may drown if we let fear hold us. As the poet describes, but if we rest there, in the trough, in silence, being in the low part of the wave, keeping our energy and noticing the shape of things, the flow, then time alone will bring us to one another and bring us to another place where we can see the horizon, see land again, regain our sense of where we are and where we need to swim. If someone had told me that we would weather this year, that we would endure and still we would come out stronger, I would simply say, wake me when it's over. All the things we knew how to manage of congregational health and well-being, like worshiping together in our sacred spaces, like singing clear-throatedly, like joining in fellowship, breaking bread all together, teaching our children and growing in adult learning, marching and engaging in movement building, growing community by welcoming in strangers who cross our threshold, challenging ourselves, all these things we loved and were good at, those meaningful, accidental conversations that occur in the hallway or in the parking lot or on the hiking trail or at the hospital bed. What do I miss most? Greeting you at the front door. We will do it again. It won't be quite the same. It'll be a bit overwhelming at first, seeing so many people in one place, but it will also hold a greater importance. It'll be filled with greater meaning. Sometimes I feel like I'm in the trough and I'm not behaving the way that the poet suggests. It's like someone, a friend of mine told me the other day that when I get tossed out of the raft and I'm forced down into the swirling rapids, rather than flailing my arms and legs and getting tossed all around, not knowing which way is up, I should tuck into a little ball and that will pop me to the surface. We've discovered so much during this year. We've had lots of new learning, figuring out new ways to do things that we never knew would be a way to do ministry, build community, join conferences, and welcome people like today from hundreds of miles away who can be our new spiritual companions. Figure it all out is the new watchword. Lots of experimenting, which is bound to keep us bouncing around in the waves near the buoy. Church change guru Gil Rendell makes the suggestion to congregations to work toward faithfulness rather than happiness. He tells them, go back to your mission or to your congregation's call to ministry. This is what we do when we come together again, when we realize the importance and the capacity that we have through our generosity. We can feed the health and be part of the growth, growing the beloved community. My colleague, the Reverend Allison Palm, explains this complicated theological concept in a sweet little brief video that I'd like to show to you right now.
Beloved community is a big idea that talks about the kind of world we want to live in, a world of beauty and goodness and love. Beloved community is where we want to end up in the end. In religion, eschatology is the way we think about where we end up in the end. Radically realized eschatology talks about where we end up in two ways, the already and the not yet. What does that mean? Already is about now. We already live in a world that has beauty and goodness and love. We get to experience that beauty and goodness and love now, and we get to feel grateful for that. But the world is not perfect, and that's the not yet. There is room for more beauty and goodness and love. And the beauty and goodness and love we have now inspires us to create more. It gives us hope for a better world. Because of that beauty and goodness and love that we experience, and the gratitude we feel, we work for a world that is filled with beauty and goodness and love for everyone. This is the only world we have. We see beauty, we feel grateful for that beauty, and we want to create more beauty. We see goodness in the actions of those around us. We feel grateful for that goodness, and we want to do more good in the world. We are loved. We feel grateful for that love. We want to spread more love in the world. We have hope for a more beautiful world because of the beauty we know now. We have hope for more goodness in the world because of the goodness we know now. We have hope for a more loving world because of the love we know now. We work for beloved community because of all the ways that we experience beloved community right now.
already and not yet. Already we're doing so much. Reading the newsletters of these two congregations, you wouldn't know that there was a pandemic where we hadn't physically been together in 12 months. Not yet. How we imagine we'll become when we are even more inclusive, welcoming people in new ways with new technologies we overlooked before. Our reach will be broader, our mission more clear, our vision more bold. We are becoming. We are becoming blank. I invite you to finish the sentence. Go ahead and type into the chat. We are becoming. And read those comments that people have entered into the chat. The strength of our movement in places like ours in southern New Mexico and the Four Corners of Colorado, both places set apart from so much, isolated from other progressive choices, it's critically essential. We make it so. Poet David White calls the opportunity for our transformation, he calls it the sheer generosity of being loved through loving, the miracle reflection of a twice blessed life. We are loved. We feel grateful for that love. We want to spread more love in the world. It is ours to do, and I feel so incredibly grateful for our demonstrated generosity. So, until we are together again, know that I love you. Amen. Amen. Ashe. Blessed be.
Chance to say that I do believe I love you, and if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today, and then if you can remember, smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me, for sure, that's what friends are for good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for. Well, you came and opened me, and now there's so much more I see. And so, by the way, I thank you. And then, for the times when we're apart, well then close your eyes and know the words are coming from my heart, and then if you can remember, keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me, for sure. That's what friends are for good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for.
Thank you, Lawrence, once again. As we begin our offering, a reminder, there are three ways you can make a donation. By check, which is the snail mail way at this point, using the donation button on our website, or really, I find the most immediate and easiest way, by texting. And you can see how to do each of those by looking at the information that's now in the chat line. Today, on our Celebration Sunday, we ask you to think about your annual pledge to the fellowship, which I'm sure you've been thoughtfully considering for a couple of weeks now. We count on these annual gifts to support most of the work of this church, but we also count on today's offering, like every other Sunday offering, to further fulfill the budgetary needs required for our faith and social justice activities and just running the church. So to introduce a seasonal metaphor, today's kind of like a financial doubleheader. I know there's some people who appreciate that metaphor at this point. We hope we'll hit some home runs this afternoon when we have our drive-through. And I look forward to our seventh inning-like entertainment today. But the team needs singles to win. Your contributions to the Sunday collection are the singles, and maybe doubles, that keep the inning and our work alive. Your gifts are graciously received.
The song "Every Time I Feel the Spirit" is a spiritual from the 18th century with unknown origins. Pay attention to the coded language in the second verse, pointing to the Underground Railroad with its track to heaven. Today, we sing it as a song of celebration. Please join Robert and Susie Bow with friends Evelyn and Bill Snyder as they lead us.
Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Upon the mountain when my God spoke, oh, the mount came fire and smoke. All around me looked so shy as my God. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. The River Jordan runs red cold, chills the body but not the soul. Ain't but one train track, runs to heaven and then right back. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
And as we, Kathleen and anyone else who has a chalice lit, prepares to extinguish the flame. And you can go ahead and do that, Kathleen. We'd like to invite everyone to stay afterwards as we break out into small groups where you can meet folks from our sibling congregation. Please, everyone, when you get into those small groups, introduce yourself to the whole group and let each person have a chance to say hello. The words of blessing come from David White. Your great mistake is to act the drama as if you were alone, as if life were a progressive and cunning crime with no witness to the tiny hidden transgressions. To feel abandoned is to deny the intimacy of your surroundings. Surely, even you at times have felt the grand array, the swelling presence, and the chorus crowding out your solo voice. Put down the weight of your aloneness and ease into the conversation. Everything is waiting for you. Amen.